Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to Harry Wilburn's World.
Wide.
Thank you.
Afternoon, everybody. I'm Harry Welburn, having fun with my CD collection. All kinds of music from all around the world in the Worldwide Rig Out, which is fortnightly, Thursdays 4pm, Sheffield Live Community Radio. Today, four tracks featuring American jazz bassist, singer, songwriter, composer Esperanza Spalding. We started the Rig Out with You Have to Dance from Esperanza Spalding's 2018 12 Little Spells, Billboard Jazz No. 1, and won the Grammy in 2018 as Best Jazz Vocal Album. This instrumental is from Quebec. Alexis Rachoudi is the title track from De Temps en Temps' new release, J'ai mal à mon folklore. With more new releases this afternoon, Norfolk's Lizzie Hardingham, Sweden's Lissarides and Prokopiu, the South African Mali duo Derek Gripper and Balaki Sissoko, and from two Sheffield duo Summer Isle and from Scott and Selman. There's a third Sheffield track, it's the Standing Tune Mixed Choir, plus we've the specials, and as part of the Esperanza Spalding feature, London jazz star Nubia Garcia and Brazilian legend Milton Nascimento. And from Cuba, three tracks from the Griff Guide to Cuba, starting next with the track De Cuba by Asdalgia, but back to De Temps en Temps, and I'll have another run at Alexis Rachoudi.
Y se alza con alegre melodía. Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold, black gold. Black gold with a diamond soul.
Before Black Gold, you had Ozdalgia with Da Cuba, were the first of three tracks from today's 2009 compilation, The Rough Guide to Cuba. Then, yes, the second Esperanza Spalding selection, Black Gold, from 2012's Radio Music Society, which won Esperanza her first jazz vocal album Grammy Award. With two more tracks from Cuba and two more Esperanza Spalding tracks on the World Wide Web out here on www.sheffieldlive.org. But it's a change of pace, less of a wig out now. It's two brand new releases from the UK. Norfolk folkie Lizzie Hardingham after Sheffield's very own Summer Isle. I've chosen the traditional One Morning in May from their outstanding new Circle.
As I was awoken one morning in May, I spied a young couple a making of hay. One was a fair maid, her beauty shone clear. The other was a soldier, a bold grenadier. Good morning, good morning, good morning, said he. Oh, where are you going, my pretty lady? I am going walking by the clear crystal stream to see cool waters glide and your nightingale. Oh soldier, oh soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, my sweet lady, that never can be. For I've got a wife at home in my own country. Two wives and the armies, too many for me. As I was a-walking one morning in May, I spied a young couple making of hay. Oh, one was a fair maid, her beauty shone clear. The other was a soldier, a bold grenadier.
Salt spray beckons me in, and the water washes everything I'm not, and bathes me in my skin. I was born for the sea. Let me swim, let me swim.
You've just heard back-to-back Summer Isle, a.k.a. Sheffield's Sally Doherty and Frank Birtwistle, One Morning in May from Circle. Excellent, excellent new album. Then Let Me Swim from Lizzie Hardingham's new EP, Ginger Beer. This instrumental is Zafiris Solo from Arcs and Rivers, just released by Swedish pianist Joel Lissarides and bouzoukist Georgios Prokopio. To come on Sheffield Arts Community Radio, www.outworldwidewigout, one of Songlines magazine's 50 great global guitarists, plus the specials, plus two tracks from Cuba, two from Sheffield, and two tracks featuring jazz composer, ex-Harvard music professor, singer, bassist Esperanza Spalding. Her latest release, a collaboration with her friend, her mentor, Brazilian legend Milton Nascimento, from this year's Milton Esperanto. Next up, Morovello. But back to Lissarides and Procopio and Zafiris Solo.
Da minha terra, fazenda é o camarada que ao chão se deu. Fez obrigação com força, parece até que tudo aquilo ali é seu. Só poder sentar no morro e ver tudo verdinho, lindo a crescer. Orgulhoso camarada de viola em vez de enxada. Cidade grande.
assim a mocinha para apresentar. Linda como a luz da lua, que em lugar nenhum rebrilha como lá. Já tem nome de doutor, e agora na fazenda é quem vai mandar. E seu velho camarada já não brinca mais. Trabalha.
Los cubanos se echamos candela, candela.
is Sheffield Live Community Radio's The Worldwide Wig Out, which is an opportunity, amongst other things, to play lots of great Latin music. That was La Corona by Madeira Limpia, the second choice this afternoon from The Rough Guide to Cuba. It was preceded by today's feature artist, Esperanza Spalding, with Milton Nascimento Morabello from their brand new Milton and Esperanza album. With more Esperanza Spalding, with Nubia Garcia, with more Cuba, with Cuban bassist Alanda Cachito Lopez shortly, but it's back-to-back Sheffield tracks now. Starting Cafe 9, 4th December, the new album by Adrian D.R. Scott, Andy Selman, the second of what I hope will become a Made in Sheffield series. From Acid and Tensile, Looking for Orgreave.
Looking for Orgreave. What is not in dispute is that the battle for the Orgreave coking plant was one of the great set-piece confrontations of the miners' struggle. Almost medieval in its choreography, it was at various stages a siege, a battle, a chase, a rout, and finally a brutal example of legalised state violence. Tristan Hunt, The Charge of the Heavy Brigade, September 2006 in the Guardian. I went to look for Orgreave, searched the streets, walked through the new housing estates and the fresh-faced pub on the corner of the new road, for those fields where the police made charge after charge, deployed their snatch squads and in a show of power cantered their horses through the town. Wasn't there anymore. No trace it ever happened. No neat crossed swords over a clean white sign, demarcating it as a site of historical significance. Then I noticed, cable tied to a lamppost, what I thought was a request for evidence after a crash. But on closer inspection, I read this statement. A serious crime happened here. Striking miners were beaten up, fitted up and locked up. The government has refused to investigate. It had a photo, the photo from that day. A woman, short, serious, dark hair, beads and jeans, warding off a mounted baton blow. I stopped at my favourite cafe later that day to think about what I had seen. I told my story to a friend and showed him the photo of the sign. He picked up his phone and in 10 quick minutes she was there, Leslie Bolton, the woman from the photo, drinking the coffee of her story with us. That raised truncheon still hovers over her, and after all these years, she remains a sign. She is evidence. What was going through that policeman's head, she asks, when he tried to smash mine? It's not about me, though. It's about those men, those families. They still have no justice. And the truncheon still hovers.
Yeah.
That Stonington sequence went... not Stonington, let's start again. That Sheffield sequence went. Adrian G.R. Scott poems, Andy Selman music. I chose Looking for Orgreave, premiered at Cafe 9 the 4th of December, is their new album, Assayed and Tensile, Made in Sheffield 2. Really do like her, that mixture. Andy Selman's got a great setting for Adrian's really powerful poetry. Then, the Stonington Mixed Choir, one of the greats of the Sheffield Carol, Sweet Charming Bells. And you can try squeezing yourself in Dunwith Old Band Room for their Sheffield Carols every Wednesday 8 till 10 p.m, Sundays noon to 2 p.m. There are still lots of other traditional venues around at North Sheffield for the Sheffield Carols, some of them continuing through till January. I need to give a wig out shout out to the venerable Dave Eyre, who's involved at Dunwith, and me and the beautiful Christiane Anders are great members of Singing Charming Bells, Sweet Charming Bells, in both the Waterley Jack and the sadly missed Hillsborough Hotel. This instrumental, the final choice from the Rough Guide to Cuba, here on the Worldwide Wig Out. Buena Vista Social Club's bass player Orlando Cachito Lopez, Miss Dos Pequenasa. Then it'll be the voice of the feature musician of the next Worldwide Wig Out.
just one thing I don't understand. Why some folks think that freedom is not for everyone. March the freedom highway. March each and every day. Every day.
You've just heard the final track featuring today's feature artist, Esperanza Spangler. Guest vocalist there on the opening track, Dawn, from Nubia Garcia's new Odyssey album, preceded by Terry Hall, feature artist in a fortnight's time here on the Worldwide Wig Out. Thursday, December 12th, 5 p.m., 5 p.m., 4 p.m. on Sheffield Live Community Radio 93.2 FM. That's Thursday, December 12th, 4 p.m. Sheffield Live Community Radio 93.2 FM, www.sheffieldlive.org. Freedom Highway, written by the great Robot Pop Staples, opening track of the special's final 2021 album, Protest Songs. Hope you can join me for that, or catch up with it on www.mixlive.com/MMSoulPlus/. That's where I posted the last show, which featured the solo careers of each of Bob Marley's backing vocalists, the i3. Thank you for listening today. Hope you've enjoyed the Esperanza Spalding, the Rough Guide to Cuba tracks as much as I have. This from Africa is the choro of Mali's Balaka Sissoko and the guitar of South Africa's Derek Gripper. Derek Gripper is in the current Songlines magazine as one of the 50 global great guitarists. It's just fortuitous that I've chosen this track, but in 2025, I hope to feature lots more of those 50 global guitarists each fortnight on the Worldwide Wig Out. This track is Ninkoi from their eponymously titled current album, Balaka Sissoko, Derek Gripper. And I leave you as ever with the words of my friend, Mike Rubens. Enjoy every day, love and live life to the full.